Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have reports and tips for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we had an interesting talk with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Aaron Koshatka about getting ready for the spring, some of the new regulations, and a lot more. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Big news, Hayward Power Sports is your new Shore Station Dock System dealer. Some homes have curb appeal, but does your lake home or cabin have shore appeal? Since 1959, Shore Station has crafted docks designed to be your summer fun center. They're constructed with high-quality aluminum and a durable powder coat color finish on their gorgeous harbor gray planking and slate gray sideboards. What's more, their modular design allows for endless configurations. Our Hayward Power Sports team can even pair your dock with an industry-favorite vertical boat lift from Lakeside Products. Yes, the Shore Station engineers kept it simple with accessories that mount quickly and easily without tools. Sections lock together with a simple spring-loaded pin mechanism, and leg height can be adjusted without tools. Plus, the quick-as-a-click dock accessories range from ladders and bumpers to gear towers, benches, seats, and more. Not only do Shore Station docks look great, their A-frame stance provides superior level of stability and safety. Check out your new Shore Station dealer, Hayward Power Sports, today, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu. And while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward. Down at Hayward Bait and Bottle recording this week's show. I'm talking to Jarrett down here, and Jarrett, you know, winter just keeps regurgitating, coming back on us all the time. It keeps coming up all the time. We talk about it going away, and but there's still people, I get reports, that are going out there on the lakes ice fishing.
Yeah, winter just won't quit. I mean, it'll snow. We'll get a 57-degree day. It'll snow again. It'll go right back to it. I wish it'd just make up its mind already.
Well, you know, we're recording this on Monday, and it's supposed to be some really warm temperatures by the time this airs, so maybe, let's hope it's done.
Yeah, I see some high 50s, maybe even a day that almost hits 70 around here with some rain coming. So hopefully that'll take out all the rest of the snow and maybe some of the ice, and hopefully we can start dreaming about open water.
Well, we're not far from the May, and this year, of course, the May, the opener is, you know, 7th of May, which is the latest can be, so we're not going to get out there immediately in May, but you can if we have open water, because there's going to be some good fishing for a bunch of different things.
Yeah, and with the way the weather's going, it's probably better that we have a later opener, because we're not going to have a whole bunch of people trying to get out while there's big chunks of ice on the lake, if there's anything left or what have you, but yeah, as soon as ice out goes, I mean, going to be able to get out after, you know, some pre-spawn crappies, some walleye that are up there, you know, everything. Things going to come up shallow and be pretty easy to target with some warmer weather and the warming water temps. So a lot of opportunities out on multiple waterways.
Well, you know, just last week or so, a couple of weeks ago, I had Max Walter on, and we was talking about that actually a normal spring with a normal progression rather than a fast warm-up is actually better for the fish as far as spawning and stuff. So, you know, maybe we'll get a good spawn this year on a lot of different kinds of fish.
Hopefully we just get a warm-up for now.
I know that. Let's talk about what's going on for fishing now. There's people getting out on some of the streams and doing some trout fishing, and I know that we've had now some good steelhead fishing for a couple of weeks. I don't know how long that'll last up on the big lake. And there will be some guys that are going to probably sneaking out trolling here pretty quick.
Yeah, trout fishing's been okay. It's definitely been better with this cooler weather or what have you. Getting a lot of reports of guys that are going up on the brule. Some of the guys are hitting the rivers for the red horse suckers and just trying to get out and wet a line. But yeah, there are some fish out there to be caught right now. You really got to work for them, but they're out there.
You know, rivers are running kind of high right now or not?
Yeah, a little high. Yeah, but it's manageable.
and not a terrible fast melt off. So I think, you know, and the higher they get, that changes the way you fish out there too, I think.
Yeah, especially with the current flow or what have you, what you can run in them and what's still going to look natural and work right in that heavy flow of water.
Has most people been fishing out the rivers just with conventional gear casting and spending a year, or are you hearing some people getting out fly fishing too?
Yeah, I have seen quite a few people out fly fishing so far this year, but there are a lot of guys that are still out there using their spinning gear, running little spinners and MEPs and what have you, and catching some nice fish. But yeah, I've seen a little bit of both out there right now.
You know, and I'm also getting some reports of people getting out there and going to places, Green Bay especially. I'm hearing a lot of people heading over toward Fox River and Green Bay over there, and the walleye fishing, I guess, has been pretty good over there.
It has been. I've got a guy that we just sent over there out of the shop or what have you, who knows that area pretty well. He's actually from that area, and he was showing me pictures from the other day, and it looks like the walleye bite is going right now. And he was showing me some upper 20 walleye that, you know, look really, really good. It look like a lot of fun over there, so they're hitting right now, too.
You know, and a little bit closer, too, if you want to get away early here in the last couple of weeks of the month. I mean, you can go down the Mississippi River, you know, with a slower melt. I don't suspect that's terribly high like it gets some years. Some years it gets unruly really bad, but that's really good fishing for walleyes. You're not going to generally catch a lot of bigger walleyes down there, but you can catch a lot of eaten-sized walleye and sauger.
Yeah, walleyes, I know once you get down to the Mississippi, you got a plethora species to go down. I know they get some nice perch out of there in the spring too, but yeah, definitely plenty of fish down there.
And let's talk about close to home here. Once we get some open water, we'll be able to get out. I know I've been standing here looking out at Lake Hayward, and there's a lot of open water out there right now, but there's still a lot of ice yet too.
Yep, at the open water, there's ice, there's a little bit of everything out there right now. But yeah, as soon as we get some open water or whatever, we're going to get a lot of guys that are out on Nelson, out in the flowage, you know, looking for that early crappie bite or what have you. But fishing will be good. I'm thinking those fish are going to be itching for some warm weather too. And as soon as we get a nice, you know, nice few sunny days, those fish are going to push up real fast, and that feeding switch is going to turn on for them.
You know, and those fish, not necessarily coming up to spawn yet. They're coming up there because of the warmth of the water, and I've mentioned this lots of times on the show. If you've got good electronics, whether it be a Humminbirds or the Garmin units or whatever, if you've got good electronics, a lot of these fish are still out away from shore yet, and they'll start coming up off the bottom and moving vertically in that water before they start moving towards shore, and you'll see a lot of that movement up into that warmer water, and sometimes it's only a couple 2-3 degrees difference can make a big difference, and the fish will be up in real skinny water sometimes, real skinny sometimes.
Yeah, it all depends on the temperature. I mean, you know, you could see several moves by fish throughout the spring. You know, you could have 2 or 3 really nice days in a row, and you know, those crappies will come out of that 10-15 feet of water where they're staged and up into, you know, 4 to 5 feet, and then you get another cold day and they push right back out. There's a lot of movement, and those fish right now, yes, they are somewhat staging to spawn. They're in their spawning areas that are coming up to feed. And as soon as, you know, the temperatures get right for, you know, for crappies and gills in that range, we're a ways off on gills, but crappies will be one of the first ones that will go in 58 to 60 degrees of water with spawning or what have you. But until then, it's feed time. Those fish have been starving for a while, especially with the ice or what have you. But yeah, they'll move vertically up in the water column, up and down, and they'll move in and out depending on the water temperature.
You know, when you do find them up shallow like this right after ice out, they haven't been around boats and boat traffic for a while, so they're extremely spooky when they're up in shallow water. So if you find them, you got to stay off them a ways and make some nice long casts to get in there, because they'll move out of that real quick. I've watched them really move so fast it's not even funny.
Yep, and that's part of having good electronics. You know, you can identify a lot of areas that have the potential to hold fish, and if you know that, you know, the fish are going to be there, more power to you. And, you know, this time of year, if you're heading out onto lakes with shallow water with fairly decent visibility, it's a great time to go invest in a nice pair of glasses too, because if you can get up there, you know, get enough elevation off your boat or what have you, and you can see those fish out there, whether they're tucked up in the reeds or out in 2-3 you know, feet of water just cruise around, stay off them, make long casts, get the gear to target them, don't cast right on them because they're going to be spooky, but they'll be biting. And you know, now that these fish are going to be coming up to these shallow areas, they're going to be not as hard to find or hard to catch as they were in ice season or what have you. So make sure you're practicing catch and release out there for a lot of these fish, because you're going to get a lot of those big females up there that are ready to spawn, and those are the key to keeping our fisheries, you know, viable.
You know, and you mentioned sunglasses or polarized sunglasses. I mean, any polarized sunglasses is better than nothing, but I've noticed over the years, I used to have prescription glasses, and now I have to have glasses with prisms in them for regular wear. But I have a pair of sunglasses. I have them take the lenses out of, buy a $20 frame, and they have eyeglass place put in optical grade lenses, really good lenses in there, because it makes a difference. The better the lenses you have in your sunglasses, the better it is for looking for fish too.
Yeah, I mean, whether it's just a cheap old 20, 25 pair of glasses, or, you know, 100 pair of glasses, just something to give you a little bit of clue as to what's going on underneath the surface. It helps because, you know, sometimes you're not even looking for fish when you're going along. Sometimes you're going along, you're looking for a transition, you're looking for a weed line, you're looking for some sort of bottom substrate or what have you. That's just going to give you a clue as to where these fish might be staged, where they might be coming up as. But, you know, it's not always about looking for fish. There's a lot of clues that you can look at underwater that'll really give you an idea where to go fishing.
Let's talk about the store here. You guys are all geared up for the spring and for opener. You got a lot of new stuff in here now.
Yeah, we really do. We got some really cool stuff that's coming in this year. Some newer stuff that we're really excited about. Employees are excited about it too. But yeah, we got just a little bit of everything in here, whether you're after bass, walleye, early season panfish. You know, we got musky stuff rolling in now too. So whatever it is you're looking to catch out there, I'm sure we've got something that'll help you out.
You know, you mentioned bass too, and that's something that it seems like years ago, I remember when I came up here, there was very little in the line of bass tackle, and now you've got aisles full of bass plastics and bass lures, because bass fishing up here is actually really good.
It really is, smallies and largies, and yeah, the selection that we have up here has exploded.
Let's not forget turkey season's coming up. You got stuff for those guys too.
Sure do. Yeah, we got a little bit of ammo coming in. We got a handful of firearms that are here for it. Got some calls rolling in here, and we got the guys with the know-how around here with John and Levi sitting in here. But yeah, we got plenty for you.
And the guys with the know-how, I give you guys some good tips, even on the fishing. You can, I've seen you guys point you guys out to spots on lakes and stuff, too.
Yeah, we're not too bad at finding fish ourselves, so yeah, we'll point you in the right direction.
Well, thanks a lot for coming on here.
Thanks for having me, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we've got a very interesting interview with Wisconsin DNR Conservation Warden Aaron Kosciuszko. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season. And if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin, welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Hayward Power Sports is the Northland's leader in outdoor recreational fun. Come in today and order your new Polaris or Can-Am side-by-side or ATV, Ski-Doo or Polaris snowmobile, Lund or Tracker boat, or a Bennington or Sun Tracker pontoon. Our parts and service department feature a massive parts inventory and more master technicians than anyone in the region. Plus, whether a side-by-side, ATV, or snowmobile, we offer the area's largest rental fleet with endless miles of trails right outside the gate. Have some fun with a visit to Hayward Power Sports.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know, the open water fishing season is fast approaching now, and we'll be seeing quite a few people out on our lakes and waterways. And on this week's show, we're talking with Wisconsin Conservation Warden Aaron Kosciuszko about getting ready for spring and some of the new changes and regulation changes out there.
Aaron, we're getting close to that time when we're going to have open water. Lots going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right around the corner here, you know, beginning of May is opener of game fish season anyway. And yeah, absolutely. We still got a little bit of ice on the lake, so hopefully that's gone by then.
Going to be a little later this year. Last year it was the first of May, and this year it's going to be the 7th of May.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was checking and water temps last year, whitefish, I know Tatogatik flowage, and around this time I was right around 46 degrees. I checked Tatogatik flowage the other day and I had 42, but you know, that's below the dam, there's running water and that's open anyway, but like Nelson Lake, that's still covered. So yeah.
But there's still a lot of ice out there. You see much as far as action out there, people out ice fishing this winter? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of people on the flowage, bumped into a lot of folks out there, talked with several guides. Folks were catching fish. I know there was that long spell there where the crappie bite really died. But yeah, a lot of folks, you know, that Big Sis area, those lakes up north, Nelson Lake had a lot of folk out on it this year. Yeah, saw some fish. During that dry spell, though, not a lot of people were catching fish.
Well, you know, talking about that, too, I think that we're going to see some changes. The crappie limit, for one, we're going to talk about that here in the show on the flowage, and the panfish limit went down. But, you know, I've actually seen on some lakes where the winter harvest and the combination of winter and summer with electronics and all the advantages that we got in the knowledge of catching these fish, it's actually put a crimp in the size of the crappies out there.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing a lot of folks with all these panoptics and everything else, and that's kind of the name of the game now. A lot of guys driving around in ATVs, they got all their electronics rigged up to those. Yeah, that's kind of the norm.
Yeah, it's kind of like me when I'm ice fishing, but I'm starting to do less of it because it's a lot of work for an old guy to be out there. Anyway, let's talk about some of the new regulations out there. There could be a few new things this year. I know one we mentioned, that the bag limit on panfish on the Chippewa flowage.
Yeah. So starting April 1st, which was a couple weeks back here, or 18 days, 17 days ago. Yeah, there was the change to the panfish regulation. It was 25 prehistorically for the last, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years. And now we changed that to 10 in total. That's your daily bag. And that's all species combined for panfish.
Well, I personally think that should have happened right away when they opened it to ice fishing, because I think I'm actually a proponent of even lower bag limits on some lakes. We do have some five where you allowed five crappies on some lakes, where it's five of one, five of another, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things I think our area is very unique in, is every lake has different regulations. We've got a lot of experimental regulations. Talking with our fisheries biologist, Max Walter, we're seeing a lot of good fish. So absolutely, yeah.
You know, and there's been some people over the years complain about that. The regulations get too complex, but given the fact that we've got better equipment, more knowledge, and more people out there fishing, we absolutely need regulations. I know it's got to be a little harder for you with enforcement and stuff, but we absolutely need better regulations, and sometimes on individual lakes if we want to see the lakes at their potential.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, before I go out to any lake, the first thing I do is pull out the regulation booklet. You know, I cover 100 or so lakes, well, over that, but I'm looking at it, and I'm not ashamed to say I have to look at the regs before I go out on a body of water. You know, it's very important that we all follow that.
Let's talk about other regulation changes. We talked about the panfish. Nothing else around this area I don't think we got to worry about, but how about there's some walleye regulations that we got to be aware of?
Yeah. So starting this year, May 7th, during Game Fish Opener, the new walleye regs that I guess have kind of been blasted all over the news. I know I've seen it on a couple Minnesota news stations, but the Flambeau River, which includes waters of the North Fork Flambeau between the Turtle Flambeau Dam and the Thornapple Flowage, and then the South Fork Flambeau River, I believe they had a experimental regulation in the past, and that's actually changed to the Northern Ceded Territory regulation. So that'd be 15 to under 20, and then 1 over 24.
Right. So when we're talking about 15, it's got to be over 15 and under 20, right?
Well, it's got to be at least 15, and then it's got to be under 20. Yeah. Yep. So those 20-inch fish, technically, you can't keep those. Yep.
How often do you see people kind of stretching that? You know, it's okay, it's got to be 15 inches. Unless it's pretty close, but, you know, how often do you run into that?
You know, it really depends on the day and the season. Probably half the time I'll see, you know, fish that are maybe an eighth of an inch over that 15 inches. But a lot of the times guys are letting those big walleyes go. You know, they want to target those smaller ones anyway. So
Another one, too, Sand Lake. They're going to change it on Sand Lake from what you said.
Yeah, so that's had an experimental regulation for walleye. That was you're allowed 3, 1 over 14. The rest had to be below 14. And that is being changed as well, and it will be in effect come game fish opener here on May 7th. And that's the 15 to under 20 and then 1 over 24. So, yep.
Yeah, you know, and then that goes back. So pretty much most of the lakes up here are that 15 to 20 inch thing.
Yeah, yeah, that they are. You know, we've got a couple where they got to be 18 or we still have some experimentals here or there. But generally, yeah, it's going to be right around that 15 to under 20, 1 over 24. Yeah.
You know, what people don't realize is that the population density of walleyes is one of the lower species when it comes to, you know, muskies, obviously the lowest, but, you know, walleye population is not that dense. So I've always been encouraging people, you know, there's a lot of other fish out there that we can go after too, rather than, you know, go out and decide you got to catch 2 limits of walleyes, which is illegal. But, you know, northern pike, we've got a ton of northern pike in our lakes up here.
Yeah, there's been some really big initiatives. Some different partner groups have actually partnered with the DNR to try and get some of these pike numbers down in these bodies of water. You know, the Chippewa flowage, for one example, I believe Tiger Cat was working on that. But yeah, we have, and, you know, very high abundance of other species that folks could be harvesting. You know, one thing I actually see when I came up here, so over the past 4 or 5 years, is that folks tend to leave the bluegills alone. And I think that's one resource that's really underutilized. You know, we've got some awesome, awesome bluegill fisheries up here.
We do. Not a lot of 10-inch bluegills anymore anywhere, but a lot of 8s and, you know, 7.5, 8-inch, which are nice-sized bluegills to eat. We talked about the northern pike, too. I mean, they want them out of some of the lakes, want to thin them down. But the one thing I want to emphasize on, they're good eating. You want to take the time to pickle them or fillet them. It is illegal just to kill them and throw them back in the lake.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, where we'd see that is folks, you know, generally when they're out bow fishing, stuff like that, you know, they'll end up pitching fish, which pike, obviously, you can't do that with any fish, right? You know, one, it's not fair to that resource, but two, it is illegal. So yeah, definitely don't do that.
You know, that brings up a story I want to talk about real quick here. We were on Lost Land Lake one time years ago when they first got in there, and it was a little hammer handle pike everywhere. We were on a walleye spot, slip bobber, and we had a couple of walleyes, and some guy come out from shore. Obviously, he had a cabin there or something. He come out and he pulled up fairly close to us and threw out the anchor, pitched the slip bobbers out, and right away you got a bite, and he had this hammer handle northern, and he pulls it in the boat, and he's cussing like crazy, and he pulls out this little baseball bat about 2 feet long, lays it on the gunwale of the boat, and just proceeds to pulverize this thing. My clients looked at me, hey, you think it's dead yet? And then he did, threw it back. It was a waste, you know. He was so mad that the pike were there, and they're there, you know, but they're a very good food source.
Absolutely they are. You can get a lot of meat off, you know, even a little pike, absolutely. And there's so many different ways, you know, whether you pan fry it, deep fry it, bake it in the oven, pickle it, kind of like you said. That's pickling pike that's my favorite way to eat it. So, yeah.
Any other changes on regulations talking about here? I know there's some other things that we talk about too.
Yeah. Loretta Lake is, I believe, going to be having a drawdown here later in the year. And that has an experimental or had an experimental panfish limit. May and June, I believe it was a five species specific limit. With that drawdown, there is kind of this emergency rule or bag limit that we've proposed and is passed. And it's going to be, you're now allowed to keep 25 during May and June for panfish. So there's a lot of rumors out there that, you know, there's going to be no bag limit on Lake Loretta or Loretta Lake because of the drawdown, but that's all false. There is still a bag limit for panfish, essentially, and that's 25. So that's the only thing that's really changed.
That means 25, not going back out after you went and had coffee to catch another 25.
Yeah, absolutely right, right. Yep.
We see that quite often on lakes in the spring. I mean, it's kind of funny, but there are a few people that go back and forth, and it's only a very small portion of anglers, but that very small portion can actually, you know, hurt the fishery for the rest of everyone.
Absolutely. You know, that's one of the big topics that I've been not preaching to people, but letting people know is, you know, don't be afraid to call into that tip line. Give me a call when you do see that happening, because what it's doing, it's affecting everybody. You know, the local establishments around here, whether that be resorts, restaurants, campgrounds, things like that. You know, if we as in the people, the citizens who recreate in Sawyer County, if we're abusing that, you know, we're not going to have that one day.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine folks that make this show possible every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with DNR Conservation Warden Aaron Kashatka. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
This year, Dr. Ostrander and his staff at Hayward Animal Hospital will be celebrating 30 years. They thank you for your patronage. Hayward Animal Hospital continues to accept new clients and offers urgent care appointments daily. For same-day urgent care or emergency surgery, make sure you call early in the day as appointments fill rapidly. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control, a day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to go right back into the second part of that interview we had with DNR Conservation Warden Aaron Kashatka.
Well, let's talk about preseason boat stuff. I mean, it's time to get them boats out. I've been working on my boat like crazy here and trying to get everything ready and new electronics and stuff on it. But there's a lot of things we could do out there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're getting ready for the Mad Dash here opening weekend, right? But yeah, essentially you want to make sure, you know, you've got PFDs for every individual that's in your boat. Make sure they're in good working order. You know, if you have those self-inflatable ones, make sure your canisters are good to go. Make sure, you know, you see the green on them, depending on what brand you have. But yeah, make sure you have a life jacket for everybody. You know, there is a length limit on boats. If you're for throwables, if your boat's over 16 feet or 16 feet in length, got to have that throwable there. Battery terminals on batteries have to be covered. Your registration has to be current. I think that's probably one of the most common things I see opening weekend is folks forget to make sure their registration's current. You know, everybody's rushing to the landing to make sure their boat runs and there's 40 boats waiting to get in at every lake. And yeah, just make sure your registration's good to go. But you know, that, and if you do have like false floors or any false compartments where say gas fumes can build up, you know, make sure you have a fire extinguisher.
How about throwable? Just a boat cushion good enough for that?
Yeah, boat cushion. You know, they've got the round circle ones with the kind of the donut hole. But yeah, essentially if a boat's 16 feet in length or larger, you have to have that on every body of water.
There's a lot of things to get ready for the season coming up. I know you're going to be out there. Got to be pretty hard to try to patrol all this water. I mean, you got to rely on people to call in on some stuff if they see something that's real egregious.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I say is I'm the community's warden. I work for the community, right? So we really rely on folks calling in violation tips, you know, overbag and stuff, things like that. Because it's, like I said, it's affecting all of us. But yeah, absolutely. You see something, don't be afraid to call.
Yeah.
We do have our tip line. That is 1-800-847-9367. Otherwise, if you want to speak with me directly, you can. My cell phone number is 715-934-9015.
Yeah. And if you can't get a hold of, leave a message. He'll get back to you. I know. You ever find time to get out doing any hunting and fishing on your own?
You know, believe it or not, I do, actually. My boat's been ready for 2 weeks, so I brought it down to La Crosse here. But yeah, no, I get plenty of time to go out and recreate with the family and friends. I generally take off a little time to go out North Dakota duck hunting, and I do get to sit in a tree during the rut. But yeah, yep, that I do.
How long have you been up here in the Hayward area now? A few years now, right?
Yeah. So I officially started up here in Hayward. It was January 2019.
Not that long ago, but you've been up here long enough to kind of get yourself familiar with the lakes. And, you know, Tom is the other warden out here. And you patrol a big chunk of the county here, if not all of it.
Yeah. So right now I guess my administrative line is half of the county. So I'm supposed to be covering half of it. With a couple wardens retiring on our team, Tom's actually covering part of Price County, part of Ashland County, and I'm covering all of Sawyer County. You know, if you are out on any lakes in Sawyer County or recreating on the ATV trails, anything like that, there is a solid chance that you may see Tom. He's still working here. He's not gone away. But yeah, absolutely. We've got a pretty big area that we cover.
And just in case you think you're not going to be seeing the warden, he may be seeing you, but you don't see him.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, by the time you see us, it's too late, right?
Well, thanks a lot, Aaron, for taking the time to come on here and talk to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at WNORadio.net. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.